attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I think Dan's in the control room by now. And responding to Steve in California about the gun grab agenda. It is obviously not just Michael Bloomberg. We're seeing it all across the country. There's been an organized movement to disarm the American people going on for decades. And mostly they're flying under the radar because they understand their actions are a violation of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They can't just come out and say the guns are banned because immediately there'd be a Second Amendment challenge. They're trying to come up with some way to trick the American people into surrendering their weapons. For the good of the children, for whatever. The reason they want the American people disarmed is because those guns in the hands of the American citizen represent a block to abusive government. That's the reason the Second Amendment is in the Bill of Rights. So the American people, as a last resort, can defend themselves from government gone wrong. The Founding Fathers understood that it's the curse of political power, that it attracts the very kind of people who should never be allowed to have it. And over time, all governments will transition to dictatorship and oligarchy. Thomas Jefferson himself wrote in his own papers, he didn't expect the United States that he designed to last more than 100 years, and that would have to be thrown out by a revolution to make way for something newer and better. And so the gun grab agenda is ongoing. They're waving all of these mass shootings at us. But the only way to protect the children is to take away everybody's guns. Actually, if you started banning those SSRIs, a lot of violence in this country would go down. Not just the mass shootings, but domestic violence, which has skyrocketed ever since these medications came on the market. Bar fights that would otherwise not happen, road rage, all of that stuff. And not to mention the abuse of ordinary law-abiding citizens by the police force in this country, because there was a study down in Florida that showed the police are higher per capita users of these prescription antidepressants than the general population. And we know the general population is something like one quarter of the people are on these medications that can trigger these acts of violence. But of course, we're going to blame the guns. The guns are bad. And you know, isn't it kind of weird that you'll see all these people who look at the drug problem in this country, the illegal drug problem in this country, but they don't want to take on the CIA's heroin running out of Afghanistan or, for that matter, Vietnam or cocaine up from South America. Oh, no, it's always the fault of the addict and the user. And really, it's the fault of the individual. The individual has to be responsible. And yet these same people will turn around and say, oh, well, no, we have to ban the guns. You know, even the responsible gun users, they can't be allowed to have guns because somebody will misuse them. It's kind of a weird double standard out there. But the gun grab agenda is definitely there because this government now is confronting the reality. They have lost the trust, faith, and confidence of the American people. We're standing up and saying no to their agenda, and they don't like that. And they're throwing a tantrum. And they're saying, look, we have to take away their guns because then they'll do what we tell them to do. And that is exactly what the agenda is. To disarm the American people, to remove from us our right and our ability to say no. That's what it's really all about. Now, the Supreme Court already ruled in United States versus Miller that the Second Amendment reserves to the American people the exact same weapons being carried by the standing army, which means if they have 30-round magazines, we're allowed to have 30-round magazines. If they've got rails on the front of their weapons for flashlights and lasers, we're allowed to have those as well. And they're trying to incrementally just reduce the kind of weapons we can have to keep us inferior in arms to the U.S. government, who are buying submachine guns and hollow-point man-killing bullets left and right. That's how afraid they are right now. So Bloomberg is, you know, a figurehead. He's out there trying to lead the charge, but he is not alone. He's well supported by this agenda, by the money junkies, to somehow ban guns so that they can be safe in their beds at night, knowing that the American people aren't going to come and try and take some of their wealth back. If we're a free people, we have the freedom to say no. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And right now, it's confirmed. We're living in an oligarchy where the rich are just running things for their own benefit. They've gone off the constitutional reservation. They're not complying with the Bill of Rights. It's an illegal, illegitimate junta that has seized power through fraudulent elections and is now looting America as fast as they can. Now, speaking of the bovine excrement flowing, this story just came out of the Daily Mail over in Great Britain. Is Al-Qaeda planning to attack America? Intelligence agencies concerned at increasing stream of threats, blah, 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 blah. Chicken Little, the sky is falling, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Only 2 years ago, they were saying Al-Qaeda was all but eradicated. Now, no, they're back stronger than ever. They're coming to get you if you dare doubt the United States government. So they may be signaling another false flag to try and scare us back into obedience. But if you go to this article, and I did link it to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and you read the comments under the story itself, nobody is buying this. Nobody is buying this. They have played this dirty trick on us way too many times. Al-Qaeda is a complete fake. I know there are people out in the world who think they're working for Al-Qaeda, not realizing they're working for Mossad and CIA. The whole thing was created so the government had an enemy to wag at you. If you've read George Orwell's 1984, they had the enemy, Emmanuel Goldstein, who was always blamed for all the bad things that were going on and all the bad things the government had to do. If we don't have Visiscreens in all of your living rooms and if you don't agree that 2 + 2 = 5, Emmanuel Goldstein's going to win. Orwell did not write that book as an instruction manual. He wrote it as a warning. And we are a little late in realizing that's what was going on. But they're back out there. Terror threat, terror threat. If you don't let us spy on you, Al-Qaeda's going to get you. Al-Qaeda's hiding in your bedroom closet. They're underneath your bed. They're tearing the tags off your seat cushions. They're passing gas in the elevators at the shopping malls. And we've heard it all before. And we know it is all nonsense. By the way, little side note. Al-Qaeda literally translates as the base. In Arabic slang, it means a toilet. Now, if you were forming a terror group in the Middle East, in the Arab nations, would you call yourself the toilet? No, you wouldn't. Whoever came up with this Al-Qaeda nonsense was not that familiar with the Arab culture. It's a fake. It's another fake from the government that brought you Saddam's nuclear weapons. All right, we got a couple of callers on the line. Let's grab one before the commercial break. Pat in Illinois. Aloha, Pat. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Michael. I don't listen to you every day, but I do read you every day. And I, okay. So I quote you all the time. But you have...
That may be a mistake.
Well, it could be. And 99% of the stuff you say and I read or read about that you say, I agree with.
Thank you.
In this particular article about the Pope Francis going public with support of RFID chip implantation,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know how valid that site is? Because I'm reading that the National Report is a satirical site.
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
Like
I was kind of wondering about, yeah, some people send me some bogus stuff during the radio show hoping that I will put it up and I will take that down, because it was nonsensical. The only reason I posted it at all is I wanted to put a punchline on the bottom of that. Anyway.
That would be a big deal. That's for sure.
All right. I will yank that one. Thank you for calling my, attention to that. Pat, we're going to let you go and very quickly switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Well, talking to a couple people in Russia, I found out there was a new law passed in Moscow. Like all this Western entertainment stuff, they're trying to clean up the obscenity, like of Miley Cyrus and all that stuff.
Yes.
And the thing is, I found out Russian people, they like country music, but they don't like that other decadent crap that's coming in. They're trying to clean it up because they don't out of decency laws.
That's not just them. I mean, here in the United States, if you watch TV, I mean, with the exception of like HBO and Game of Thrones, you're watching movies on the other cable channels. They're blurring things. They're bleeping out words. I watched Paul, that wonderful comedy about the alien. And of course, there's a huge amount of profanity in the movie, which is part of the storyline. And it was all being blanked out. And it's this weird attitude that the United States is going to go around drone striking innocent children in other countries we're not at war with, but we're not going to use bad words to prove we're a just and moral people.
Over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I missed the commercial break going in. And so to back up and recap, we're seeing here in the United States of America in the corporate media this incredible censorship, They're blocking out bad words. They're blurring, you know, bodily parts on naked women, like we don't already know what naked men and naked women actually look like. And sometimes it gets ridiculous. I was talking about the movie Paul, which is this wonderful comedy about a space alien stranded here on Earth. And there's a lot of profanity in the movie, which is part of the storyline, and yet it gets blocked out. And we seem to have reached a point where the United States government is saying it's perfectly okay to go out and murder innocent people in other countries we're not actually at war with, but we're not allowed to use bad words or look at naked women to prove we're a just and moral people. And it's just this incredible hypocrisy. George, do you have anything else?
You know, the thing I noticed when I was driving home listening to the classic rock stations, there's a lot of lyrics being blurted out, like the Kinks song Lola. Three-quarters of the lyrics are blacked out.
Okay. I actually don't listen to a lot of radio. We have a Golden Moldy station here that I listen to when I'm in the car. They're not doing that yet. But we do know that back during the Bush administration, when Clear Channel was buying up all the radio stations across this country, they had amazing amounts of money available to them, they instituted a ban list on certain songs with anti-war themes that were not to be played anymore, even on the oldies stations. And a lot of the really best music from the 1960s is just not on the air any longer. If it touches on the issue of peace and the evils of war, it's all about, well, they'll play the songs about romance, and I broke up with my girl, and, you know, do I have the latest fashion trend? And today's corporate-produced rock music is just a thin, shallow copy of what the musical revolution of the 1960s was really all about. They've adopted the forms of it, but not the content, and certainly not the political agenda that was underneath all of that.
Well, I noticed one song you don't play on the radio more, and that's the Styx song, Welcome Grand Illusion, because it really spells out what's going on in this country today.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, the good news is anybody who wants to can go out on the Internet and find all this stuff. You can go over to iTunes. Their prices for these songs are very, very reasonable. You can go back and get your favorite albums, you know, and, you know, you can build your own music collection of these songs that the radio is not going to play for you.
No. Okay, Mike, have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I intend to do just that. Let's see, we've got Lee in Indiana. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to say that I agree with about 95% of what I see you write and post.
Mm-hmm.
And your website and rents.com are the two I check out daily to see what's going on. After doing so, I feel I do know what's going on. Huge changes going on in the food market, the GMO crops, and all the stuff that's dying off, the bananas, all this other stuff. But these drought stories that I'm seeing off of California and down in Texas and elsewhere, I hope you would give me just a minute for some constructive criticism without smacking me down. I mean,
okay.
I have looked at the Department of Energy's TAP program that they had out online several years ago. I have looked at the stories, for example, at 21stCenturyWire.com, where you've got people talking about the new term is now geoengineering. There is aerosol spraying going on, which is affecting the water supply in this country.
No,
so
no,
I really
no,
have a problem with you
no.
taking calling
yeah,
people
well,
informers with that. Checking
okay,
yourself,
bye-bye.
People. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Can't handle it, can you, Mike?
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. What's going on with the Western water supply is really very simple. And the farmers out there have been complaining about this for decades. The Western half of the United States, it's all desert. California's mostly desert. These areas are kept productive and green through these massive aqueduct irrigation systems that are not being maintained. And vast amounts of drinkable water, usable water, are leaking through the cracks into areas where it is not needed and just simply lost. And, of course, this government does not want to admit that they have been neglecting the infrastructure, even though we can look around and see it every single day of our lives. So they're going to blame it on global warming, or they're going to have some shill call into the show, say it's chemtrails and aerial spraying and so forth and so on. And again, we're seeing this full court press by the government to try and regain the trust of the American people away from the independent media. And a big way they think they can do that is to plant bogus stories on the independent media so the media, the corporate media can say, oh, aren't they crazy for XYZ? And one of the ones they're constantly trying to plant are chemtrails and the Apollo moon landings were faked and all of this other nonsensical stuff. It's called poisoning the well. It's a classic propaganda tactic. But as long as you know this is how propaganda is done, it ceases to be effective. Because you recognize it when you see it. It's like when you watch a magic show and you've suspended your disbelief and you're just marveling at the amazing things you're seeing. And then the magician makes a goof. And I know this because I paid for college as a professional magician and I've been through this myself. You make a goof. And the audience knows something happened. They may not even know exactly what happened, but they know something that happened. And from that point on, you're not going to get them back. Might as well fold up and roll away. And that same thing is true with the United States federal government and their propaganda. We've seen the ace up the sleeve. We've seen the thimble rigging. We've seen the lies and the propaganda tactics too many times to not recognize what's going on. All right. Now then. Story out of thehill.com, the White House is picking up the pace on executive actions. And basically the context is that Obama needs to modify the Affordable Care Act. He needs to protect America's economic security, and he's going to do this through executive actions. Now, the executive order exists only for the president to enforce the will of the Congress. And executive orders only really are binding on the federal government itself. They're not a mechanism to simply create new laws out of thin air, bypassing the Congress, but that's exactly what Obama is using them for. He's not allowed to revise the Affordable Care Act by executive order. If it needs to be changed, it has to go back to the United States Congress, which Obama is not willing to risk right now. He's out there saying, I must use executive actions to save the economy. I'm going to order everybody to buy plastic pink flamingos for their front lawns so that that will stimulate the plastic and pink flamingo economy or whatever. And all of it is very much illegal. Still getting some backlash from this idea that the Pentagon is getting ready to recruit illegal aliens into the military. Which tells us that the U.S. Army really is starved for new manpower. Even with all the economic pressures put on communities with young people, just crash the economy, destroy all the jobs, and they'll sign up for the military as opposed to going hungry and homeless. And even that isn't getting enough people to garrison all these some 700 military bases around the world and all of these ongoing wars. They're running out of people, so now they're going to use the illegal immigrants. And again, while the illegal immigrants, although by default they're criminals, they may be very decent people, but they're not emotionally attached to the United States. And I don't expect to see that they will be effective fighters at all. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. Banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of Wall Street and the bankers, back in 2008, there was a hedge fund manager, Mark Spitznagel, who made a hugely profitable billion-dollar bet that the 2008 crisis was going to happen. He saw it coming ahead of time. Now today he's out there warning that stocks will likely collapse by half their value in 2014. Now I'm not sure I agree with Mark, because right now we're in a system where the Federal Reserve is just going to keep creating money out of thin air to prop up Wall Street and the federal government until we're down in Zimbabwe territory. They're going to just basically keep on creating new money for themselves at the expense of everybody else, because it's a hidden tax. When they create new money to give to themselves, it takes value away from the money you've already worked for, put in your pocket, put in your savings account. They're stealing real purchasing power from you. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Peter, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just wanted to recount I've made a couple phone calls to Eric Cantor, John Boehner, Feinstein, Boxer, who are my senators. and my local congresswoman, talking about the Israeli, the NSA sharing all the raw data, every intercept and email that they have on the American, 330 million Americans, and giving it to them unfettered, unrestricted, whatever. And that, I especially said this to the Republicans. I said, if you're making a case for, prosecution on the IRS, which is indeed impeachable, why in the world would, you know, at least the IRS is an American institution, you know?
Yes.
Why in the world would you want to, would you not want to investigate this and make this a partisan, issue? Because Obama did this, initiated this in 2009. And impeachable treasonous offense.
The obvious thing for me is the double standard. We're being told that NSA spying on us all is okay because they're the good guys, even though it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. We're being told that Israel spying on us all is okay because they're the good guys, but, you know, they gin up these six Chinese military officers and say, oh my goodness, they're hacking our systems. And, you know, that's supposed to be the big deal. And then, of course, the House of Representatives awards the Congressional Gold Medal to Shimon Peres. And now on the corporate news, they're screaming about apparently some power utility got hacked and we're at risk for a new Al-Qaeda hacker attack. And they're ramping up that whole terror meme again.
Well, yeah, but Michael, don't you think, if justice really were, if there really were justice in this country, don't you agree that if using the IRS against their political, you know, and opponents is treasonous, which I believe it is, where would this fall? When President Obama basically sells the security of every single American to a foreign country, you know, open to support.
I agree it's treason. I agree it's treason because, Israel will take that information and they're getting the take not just on you and I, they're getting the take on all of our elected officials, they're getting the take on our Supreme Court judges, they're getting it all without filtration, and they're going to use that to coerce further obedience from the American government. That's probably how they got that landslide vote for Shimon Peres gold medal in the House of Representatives. We are completely, and yes, our government has committed treason by selling out our security to a foreign government in exchange for their 30 pieces of silver.
And Michael, one that we have no treaty with, that is not in truth an ally of ours at all. We don't even give this information to the Brits, you know?
That's right. That's absolutely right. Although we are spending something like $300 million to help them improve Men with Hill, which is the NSA hub in Great Britain. All right, listen, Peter, I got to let you go. We're running out of time here. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got one more call we're going to take today, and that's Josh in Georgia. Aloha, Josh. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Fine.
I was just calling in. There's something going on with your Bamster for the last couple of weeks, and I don't know if it's the powers that be that's messing around with your site. But what's going on is I watch a show every single day, and I'm watching the show, and about an hour in, it'll stop working, so I'll reset it and come back to the, to the video player. And it'll actually go back like 45 minutes, and it'll start the show like 45 minutes ago. And then by the end of the show, it's about another 30 minutes or so that's cut off of the end of your show. This has happened like three times.
Well, I will take a look at that. BAM user is being very problematic, and I think it has to do with bandwidth restrictions that we're dealing with. Today, of course, we briefly had an internet outage here on the island of Oahu that took down BAM user and the RBN feed. I think we're just dealing with decaying infrastructure, and we're already starting to feel the effects of the loss of net neutrality as the big corporations are getting all the bandwidth to themselves, and we're having to make do with the table scraps, so to speak, okay? So, Josh, I'm going to let you go here. I got a bunch of stuff I want to get to before the top of the show, the end of the show, rather, here. Story out of the Los Angeles Times, and I have not seen this one on the corporate TV news yet. The Obama administration has adjusted, via executive action, key provisions of the Affordable Care Act to potentially make billions of additional taxpayer dollars available to the insurance industry if companies providing coverage through the Affordable Care Act lose money. Gee, I hate being right all the time. I told you this was going to happen. One way or the other, they're going to take your money away from you and give it to the insurance companies and then kick part of it back to the federal government as taxes. Obamacare is a disaster. It was supposed to generate $200 billion a year in brand new profit for the health insurance companies, and the U.S. federal government would get their piece of the action through taxes. It didn't work. Less than 2% of Americans have signed up for this. There's a big scandal going on where apparently data processors for Obamacare in four states are being paid to sit there and do nothing because there are no new applications coming in. This is a complete disaster, and I predicted that these insurance companies who were behind all of this, when they started canceling all the non-Obamacare compliant policies and the new ones didn't come in, they were going to get into trouble. What were they going to do? Turn around to the government and say, we need a taxpayer bailout, and it is now getting ready to happen. And still, the official statement on Obamacare is, it's an amazing success. It's the peak of policy. It's the showcase of our administration. They absolutely will not admit when they've made a mistake or gone in a wrong direction, and that is a very, very bad attitude to be taking into a war agenda. Now then, story coming out of activistpost.com. Who is the new secret buyer of U.S. debt? Because countries around the world are dumping U.S. treasuries. Russia's doing it. China's doing it. It's tit for tat for all the sanctions talk. But the treasuries are being bought up, apparently by Belgium. But looking at Belgium's actual financial situation, they don't have the money to be buying these treasury bonds. And what has surfaced is that the U.S. Federal Reserve is creating money out of thin air, sending it to Belgium, buying the treasuries, hoping the American people wouldn't notice what's going on, or for that matter, the rest of the world. But now that the secret is out, I think we're going to start seeing more countries dumping their U.S. treasuries and dumping their debt. Now, of course, the big news today is that Russia and China did sign that $400 billion gas deal. Now, the reports are all about $400 billion in U.S. dollars, but the real point of this story is that Russia and China are not using the U.S. dollar for all of this. They're using their own internal currencies and doing currency exchanges. The dollar is out, and that is why China and Russia are now on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Russia and China are planning to expand trade between their countries in their own national currencies. They're dumping the dollar. They're dumping the dollar, and it's going to spread through the BRICS nations. And that's why this U.S. government is so desperate to try and get a war going, because the only thing propping up use of the dollar internationally right now is the threat of U.S. military force if you dare stop using it. It's just like the mafia. You know, we're going to get a piece of the action from your commerce. If you don't give us a piece of the action, the enforcer is going to come on over and do bad things to you. That's what this is all about. The U.S. government is operating just like an organized crime running a protection racket. Now, there's an interesting article that came out of Asia Times about how the China pivot is fueling the Eurasian century. They're already out there saying, yes, China's on the way up. And the U.S. is trying to say this is all China and Russia's evil doing. No, it isn't. The U.S. government and Wall Street did it to themselves. We've got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last section of our show after these few words.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally. and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Belgium just announced they're going to double their purchases of U.S. treasuries. And the corporate media spin is that Belgium is just doing this to aid the United States out of the goodness of their own heart. Belgium doesn't have the money to do this. An analysis of their balances within the government and their economy is in serious, serious trouble. They don't have money to invest in treasuries. They're getting it from the Federal Reserve under the table to try and keep the treasuries propped up as more and more countries start to dump them. Russia's already dumped 20% of their U.S. treasuries. China's dumped a similar amount over there. And Russia just bought 900,000 ounces of gold worth $1.17 billion in the month of April. They're adding to their gold reserves. And, of course, this is a two-pronged attack because they're dumping treasuries, which is going to put downward pressure on treasuries as soon as Belgium stops laundering the Fed's buying them of them. And of course, by buying more physical gold, Russia is going to make it much harder for the New York Federal Reserve to replace the gold bullion belonging to Germany and all those other nations who are seeking repatriation. And by the way, that's a good reason for you to be buying physical gold right now. You can go over to Republic Trading Group and you can buy some real physical gold as a hedge against further runaway inflation. They're not going to be able to hold those gold prices down much longer. And the more physical gold that you buy, the less is available for the New York Federal Reserve to try and make good on all of Germany's gold that they leased and loaned out the back door and now can't get back. Now, yesterday, of course, it was a bad day on the stock market. Today, the plunge protection team was out there with freshly created money from the Federal Reserve to prop it back up. But the reason for the major drop yesterday were bad reports from retailers all across the country. Staples, Dick's Sporting Goods plunged. Target first quarter profit fell 16%. Now, they're trying to blame that one on the data breach. I don't think so, because the data breach is not a factor for Staples and Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart, which is also reporting lowered earnings. What's going on here is consumer spending is coming to a halt. The American people have been left with too little money. They can't go to the stores and buy things. Now, remember, before the crash of 2008, the 60% of the U.S. economy was consumer spending, and it is now collapsing. And that other 40% military weapons and so forth is not going to be able to hold the whole nation up. Walmart has decided to sue the widow of a photographer who took photos of the Walton family when they were just getting started. Now, under U.S. federal law, the copyright for a photograph belongs to the photographer who took it. Now, Walmart wants those photos and negatives. Okay, and they've taken the position that they've always owned them, but Bob's Photographic Studio was holding on to them as a courtesy to Walmart, which the family absolutely denies. Now, Walmart did try and offer the photographer a small amount of money, nowhere near what they're worth for their historical value, and now they're trying to sue him, claiming he's in violation of copyright, because they want to retroactively copyright what their faces looked like back in 1946. And it shows you just the mindset and the pettiness of these money junkies. If they want the photos from the photographer, pay him his price. Don't go off and just run your lawyers around and try and bludgeon the widow of this guy into turning the pictures over. Funny little story, a little kind of a light bit of news here. The French national rail operator just invested $20 billion in brand new trains. Apparently, nobody got out there with a tape measure, because these new trains are just a little bit wider than the old ones. And that means they won't fit into the train stations where the platforms are, where the platform comes up right next to the door so you can step into the train. These trains won't fit in there. So now they're looking at $100 million in forced renovations to all the train platforms everywhere these new trains are going. There's a major, major whoopsie for that one. Over in Great Britain, another report, the wealth of the super rich has doubled since the 2008 economic crisis. The rich get richer, the poor get laid off. More concern about the NSA monitoring calls of world leaders in supposed friendly countries. As I mentioned earlier, the NSA is going to invest $300 million in U.S. taxpayer funds in the Menwith Hill monitoring station, which is part of the original Five Eyes echelon system. Now, yesterday we were reporting that China has banned Windows 8 from government computers, and it might have been a response to the spying allegation, but there's been a clarification. Apparently, this ban on Windows 8 was issued by the Chinese government before the spy allegations were fielded by the United States government to distract us all from Israel spying. And apparently, China did that in response to a warning from Germany that they discovered an NSA backdoor in Windows 8. So the world is waking up to what the U.S. government has been doing with all these American companies. And by the way, Germany is now going to prohibit any computer company that cooperates with the NSA from German government contracts. If you are cooperating with the NSA, if you've given them a backdoor, you are banned from German government contracts. The whole IT industry is going to get hammered into the ground because of this NSA spying, which if you go with that story we talked about in hour number one about all these American Al-Qaeda coming back from Syria and the intelligence agencies can't find them, it's totally useless. It was a complete waste of money. It's all downside, no upside. All the NSA can do is steal my Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe. And the national security is really not dependent on that. They're good cookies, but the national security is not dependent on that. Now, we've been talking about the USA Freedom Act. This is a bill that was supposed to go through the Congress to rein in the NSA, and it's all political show because the NSA is not in the habit of obeying U.S. laws or the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. But apparently, the White House put pressure on the authors of the bill to basically water it down to the point where every civil liberties organization who were supporting this bill is now yanking their support and saying, this is a complete waste of time. It's not going to do anything at all. Story out about a new email client, Proton Mail, that was devised by students at Harvard and MIT. They're promoting it as an email so secure, even the NSA can't crack it. Now, I seriously doubt it. Both MIT and Harvard both have extensive links to the United States government. My father went to MIT. And he had a security clearance while he was a student at MIT, and I don't know what he worked on. He wouldn't tell me. I wasn't that interested when he was still alive. But it was something for the United States government. Now, we've been seeing all this talk between USA Freedom and the rest of it to try and convince Americans it's okay to go on using your computers and your email clients in the open, in the clear. We promise we're not looking anymore. And now it looks like they want to basically start putting out new encryption products. If you buy it and use it, you will feel that you're secure, but you won't be. Even if the NSA doesn't backdoor Proton, they will have the method of encryption. And once they have that, brute forcing the keys becomes easy if you've got enough computer power and the NSA buys more supercomputers than anybody else. Now, at this point, anything commercially available must be suspect, and you should be writing your own. And by the way, I'm looking at the download logs, and quite a few people have downloaded my latest NSA challenge to try and break it. And this particular version of the code is designed to make a brute force attack much more difficult because you're going to need the entire password before you get any of the clear message at all. So people, there's somebody out there is working on it. Somebody out there is working. Oh, final word here. If you are an eBay user, and I think most of us are, it's a great place, eBay has been hacked. They are now confirming that their corporate network was hacked and the database of user passwords was compromised. So they're saying no financial data was compromised, but if you have an eBay account, please change your password. There's the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get some errands done with this afternoon. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay angry, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices, share what you know with who you know. Now is the time to get on out there and just talk with everybody about what a terrible, terrible situation the United States is in right now. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.